Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Our Daily Doctrine of Experience. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. Psalm 62, verse 2 says, "God alone is my rock and my salvation." Spurgeon said, "Doctrine is nothing unless it is proved in our experience. Most of God's doctrines are only to be learned by practice, by taking them out into the world and letting them bear the wear and tear of life. Think how many enemies you have, how many rivers you have to cross, how many mountains to climb, how many dragons to fight, how many lions' teeth to escape, how many fires to pass through, how many floods to wade. Can your salvation be of anything except God? I beseech you, remember this. I hope you know it by experience in the past, but try to remember it in the future wherever you go. Salvation is of the Lord. Do not get to looking at your heart. Do not get to examining to see whether you have anything to recommend you. Just remember, salvation is of the Lord. He alone is my rock and my salvation. I say, Christian, your highest and noblest experience is not to be groaning about your corruption, is not to be crying about your wanderings, but is to say, with all my sin and care and woe, His Spirit will not let me go. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." Mark chapter 9, verse 24. Now, we must have the great duty. The great duty is this: if God only is our rock and we know it, are we not bound to put all our trust in God, to give all our love to God, to set all our hope upon God, to spend all our life for God, and to devote our whole being to God? Trace your mercies to God and say perpetually, "He alone is my rock and my salvation." From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, "God Alone, the Salvation of His People." If you will look through the pages of the Bible, you will see that people struggled when they forgot what God had done for them, and therefore they began to take matters into their own hands. In the Old Testament, the prophets called this idolatry and adultery. In the New Testament, Jesus called this a lack of faith. An old hymn reminds us, "Oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above." Robert Robinson, "Come Thou Fount." I think this is the reason why Jesus taught us to pray, "Give us today our daily bread." We need to be perpetually reliant on God's grace, a perpetual debtor. This posture reminds us, "He alone is my rock and my salvation," and guards us against the spirit of self-reliance that would lead us astray. Let our doctrine be proven in our daily experience of coming to God as our one and only source again and again and again.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out CraigTOwens.com.